Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. We have a lot more in common with ancient people than we might think. For instance, it was as useful for a woman to know 3,500 years ago whether she was pregnant or not as it is today. And though some may scoff at many of the practices the ancients considered science, in ancient Egypt, astrology was cutting-edge technology. You've got to hand it to them. Some of their scientific methods have turned out to be pretty accurate. According to some unpublished ancient Egyptian medical texts in the Papyrus Carlsberg collection at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark, what they had in the way of pregnancy tests was grain, specifically barley and wheat. But it worked. According to one papyrus text from around 1400 BCE, in order for a woman to determine whether she was pregnant or not, all she had to do was urinate in two different bags, one filled with barley and the other with wheat. If the grain in either bag subsequently sprouted, the woman was definitely with child and could start planning accordingly. But wait, there's more. In order to tell the sex of the child, the woman simply had to wait and see which of the grains sprouted first. If the barley sprouted faster, the baby would be a boy. If the wheat sprouted first, it would be a girl. According to the National Institute of Health, a study conducted in 1963 found that this method of determining pregnancy is accurate about 70% of the time, which isn't bad, although it was not accurate at all when it came to determining the sex of the baby. Modern pregnancy tests rely on proteins that can detect a hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG, but scientists speculate that this old-timey test worked so well because elevated levels of estrogen in a woman's urine might have promoted seed growth. It's estimated that as few as 0.01% of ancient Egyptian medical texts survive, but researchers currently poring over the papyri in the Carlsberg collection are finding that medical information discovered in ancient Egypt didn't disappear when the Library of Alexandria burned. By that time, it had made its way all over the African continent and beyond. Sophie Schutt, a PhD student from the University of Copenhagen, told Science Nordic, "Many of the ideas in the medical texts from ancient Egypt appear again in later Greek and Roman texts. From here, they spread further to the medieval medical texts in the Middle East, and you can find traces all the way up to pre-modern medicine." Which goes to show that, well, first of all, people have always needed useful reproductive health advice. And second of all, necessity has always been the mother of invention. Today's episode was written by Jessalyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. I'm supposed to remind you to contain yourself in Brainstuff-themed t-shirts from our online shop at tpublic.com/brainstuff. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other inventive topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.